Todd, what did you think seeing so many people kind of donate their fantasy football winnings to charitable organizations?
Oh, man, that was dope. That was real cool, just seeing that on social media. You know, it doesn't matter what the money amount is, $10, $5, $25. Just to see that and people, you know, had care, you know, that means a lot.
Did you hear from a lot of people who did that? Did you hear from a lot of people on Twitter who did that?
Yeah, you know, you just stroll through your timeline and you kind of see that in your mentions. But, yeah, man, it was cool. It was a cool thing to see. They don't, man. They don't. You know, powerhouse offense. Three, four of the greatest running backs in college football. You know, one of the best linebackers playing against the Heisman Trophy winner. So, you know, it's going to be exciting, man. It's going to be exciting. But, of course, we're going to get the win over here in the Rose Bowl.
Todd, does the fact that you're not going to play in this game, does that come at a good time for you in terms of being able to rest and recover for the playoffs?
I mean, it's cool. I mean, obviously, it'll be a good advantage just to be able to get a couple days extra health and not knowing if you're going to play on Saturday or Sunday. So I think that'll be a good thing. But as far as that, everything else, man, my body's been fairly great this season, so thank God.
You won't get one final chance to make a case for MVP. Do you feel like you've done enough to get that award?
I don't know, man. I just try to go out there and try to have the best game of my career every week. You know, just try to show that I'm, you know, can be the best player in this league, you know, week in and week out. You know, that's what the NFL is about, you know, what you can do for me week in and week out and year-to-year basis. You know, your best ability is availability and being able to be in playing each game of the season and be healthy and put points on the board, help your team win is a great accomplishment for me. So, I'm just thankful to be in the position I'm in, man.
Along those same lines, you got the lead in the NFL in yards rushing with one game to go. Is it mean anything to you, the chance to be a rushing champion or not?
Nah, man. You know, you just gotta look at the bigger picture. You know, coach has a plan, and you know, he's done nothing but right things since we've been in here. So, you know, you got to trust him on this decision as well. So, you know, happy for the guys that's going to be able to play. You know, they haven't been able to play this whole season. And, you know, this is a great job for these guys to go out there and compete for, you know, if they're free agents next year, stuff like that. So, just try to make sure everybody's right and, you know, try to get this win Sunday.
Todd, your former team has had been in town for a few days now. Have you had a chance to have any interaction with them, and have you watched them from afar?
Yeah. I went to the hotel yesterday and just chilled with the guys. So it was cool, man. Good seeing some of those guys that I was back in school with. So that felt good.
Can you kind of tell me about your journey from Baltimore to North Carolina to Athens, St. Louis, and now Los Angeles? You know, it's just kind of at this stage, is it what you envisioned?
Yeah, man, it's definitely been a long journey. I've been playing football my whole life, so just to be able to be in the NFL, you know, you see the stuff on TV. Grew up loving, you know, Ed Reed and Ray Lewis, and just looking up to those guys like C.J. Spiller, and then just to be able to be in the position I'm in, you know, be a starting running back and going against the best, you know, week in and week out. It's a blessing, but Just growing up, you just kind of go with the flow, man. You don't really, I gotta make the varsity football team. I gotta make college football. I gotta get a scholarship. I gotta get in the NFL. You know, you just play the game for how you always been playing your whole life and for the love of it, and you know, just let everything else take care of itself.
Todd, just going back to the fantasy stuff for a second. I know you're not a huge fan of fantasy. I remember back in training camp, people were asking you, the fans, should I draft you, and you said no. So like. Just seeing the performances you've had the past couple of weeks and how it's impacted people who then took that money and donated and then impacted other people in need, does it change your mind at all about it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously when you're doing good, fantasy is good. When you're doing bad, it's not good at all. You're like, man, leave me alone. But, you get a bunch of tweets and messages. People seem super excited. I guess because we played the day before Christmas, right? So everybody was like, man, thank you so much for making my Christmas. So I'm like, hey, man, whatever I can do to bring the holiday spirit up, I'm with it. So, but now you kind of get used to it, man. Like you said, it is what it is. You know, it's still, you know, fans that love the game, but, you know, the fantasy football is just, that's just a part of it. And you know, I talk stuff on other players and on myself just like they do. So, you know, we all crack around jokes and stuff like that. But it's cool, man, just see people smiling. But, you know, some people take it overboard, obviously. But, you know, that's just the world we live in.
Hey, Todd, we got a lot of George questions from the folks in town. Uh-huh. But we heard from Nick and Sony today. They both talked about how much they learned from you. Do you feel like, you know, it's your responsibility to reach out, mentor them? Do they ask you questions? What's that relationship like?
I mean, they always know I'm free, you know, free whenever they need me. But like I said, you know, those guys, they know what to do, man. They worked hard their whole life. They got to college on their own. They didn't need me. They've been great, you know, long before they even knew me. So just keep doing what they're doing, man. They're great running backs. There's a lot of great running backs in college football. So I just love to see young guys being successful and just, you know, just coming from nothing and being able to accomplish their dreams, whether it's, you know, my guys I know or if it's, you know, even guys in Oklahoma, whoever it is, man, just anybody that make their dream come true.